The following is Chief John Harrington's eulogy at the May 11th, 2005 funeral for Sergeant Jerry Vick.
Sergeant Jerry Vick, street cop, peace officer, sergeant, detective, CERT team member, undercover agent, and peacemaker. Jerry was a St. Paul police officer who helped to keep the peace throughout his 15-year career, whether it was crawling into a house fully engulfed in flames to save a baby, or facing an armed bad guy in a dark alley. Where there was injury, Jerry helped create an environment of pardon. Jerry was that voice that got the suicidal guy to take that step back from the abyss. Jerry's work with Breaking Free is legendary. He worked with ex-prostitutes, Johns, to find lasting solutions to their chronic problems. His words to a young woman out on the stroll, that she was better than that, speaks to a man of compassion, a man of empathy. Where there was doubt, Jerry created faith. Jerry had a light about him that made the young prostitutes believe him when he said that he was going to help them get the help they deserved. And for those immigrant women that he helped, forced into a life of prostitution, thousands of miles away from their home, no one was bigger in taking their despair and giving them hope. Jerry was the light in the darkness. Sometimes that light was Jerry in a borrowed semi, dressed in a disguise, rolling down University Avenue, working his beat the way only Jerry could work it. He gave victims hope. And where there was sadness, he gave them, and all of us who knew him, joy. Jerry had great courage. His life and times personifies a phrase that I learned just recently. Jerry was a guy that walked the point. You see, there's some things that you just can't do without suffering. Today is one of them. Being a peace officer is one of them. You can't fight fires without getting burned. And you can't have cops go out into the streets of a violent society without violent deaths. Those of us who go out into those streets every day like Jerry say that we do it because we love it. You can't be a cop just because you couldn't get some other job. You can only do it because you want it. And Jerry wanted it. But wanting it has costs. And one of those costs is the lives of the men and the women who suit up for duty each and every day and don't ever come back. An old soldier who had spent time half a world away told me that he learned three rules that I should remember. Rule number one is young people die. Rule number two is you can't change rule number one. And rule number three is somebody has to walk the point. See, when the CERT team kicks in a door at a crack house full of armed gangbangers, there's always somebody out there in front. When an undercover walks into a bar full of people who would just as soon take their life rather than go to jail, they're out there on the point. The point man's duty is to look and listen, to sense that first contact, to spot the bad guy, to pinpoint an ambush, to fire that first shot sometimes. And as a consequence, sometimes they take that first shot. The idea of it offends our minds and our spirits. It denies the instinct for survival. It ages and it saddens us. And sometimes it kills us. It kills those who, like Jerry, take their turn walking the point. Jerry knew that, despite the risks, that the point has to be walked. Where there would be more bloodshed, more grief, and more innocent victims. Jerry, on the night he was killed, was walking the point. He was out there to save lives, even if it meant that he had to give his own life in exchange. Throughout our history, societies have recognized and revered the heroes who, like Jerry, walked that point. They honored them for their heroic actions, protecting the community and the weak, for their courage and their strength, and standing firm against injustice. And we stand together today grateful for Jerry's heroism, for his service, and his sacrifice. To Connie, and Clayton, and Amanda, and all the rest of Jerry's immediate family, to Matt Topol, and Joe Strong, and Rice Street Matt, and all the other partners that Jerry had. As the chief of police of this city, I need to express my gratitude and thanks, and deep appreciation of this city. I want to affirm to you that you are not alone. We are all bound together. We are part of a special family, the police family. It is a family that never, ever forgets its own. As I was considering Jerry Vick's legacy, I was reminded of the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. It says, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Grant that I not so much seek to be understood as to understand. For it is in giving gifts that we receive. On Friday, May 6, Jerry Vick gave us the ultimate gift. And we come together today, his family and his friends, his partners and the public, to mourn that loss. The city's lights are a little dimmer today because the light of a great hero has gone out. But as a new day comes, we, all of us, the police and the public, need to step up. We need to pick up that torch that Jerry carried so bravely and so passionately. His work is yet to be finished. And we will honor his sacrifice best as we see his work through to the end. In closing, Jerry Vick was a great cop. And I would think Jerry would be happier if I had just said that and left the rest alone. He was funny, and he was driven, and he was an officer who sought justice for those that society often finds it much easier to forget. His family will miss him. The victims he cared so much about will miss him. The city he served will miss him. Sergeant Jerry Vick is now gone from our ranks, but he will never be forgotten. His legacy will live on in the lives that he touched. His legacy will live on in the service of those of us who he left behind. Sergeant Jerry Vick is EOT.